Let me see. And then a sheep. The stuff on the sheep that the sheep is for.
Sheep's lamb. Is it lamb?
Okay. Okay. And then a male hog. Do you know the name for male hog? Okay. A little hog when it's first born. That's called a okay. You're not much of the animal.
Okay.
One that grow bigger than you call them.
Hogs.
Okay. And then the thick hairs they have on their back, you know what those are? Mm-hmm. What they call? Then the long teeth they have in front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The long teeth are an elephant hair, so they're called. Okay. And the thing that if you had some hogs, the farmer has, you know, they throw the food into.
Mm-hmm. It's like a flat,
If you had three or four troughs, or if you had more than one trough, you'd have three or four.
Okay.
Okay. If you had let's say an animal that you didn't want to grow up to be a male, okay, you would do what to it? If you wanted to have a female to grow up like that, you would do what to it? Okay. What about now, like a female cat?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want it to have kittens. Okay. Then the place where they keep chickens, right there. Okay.
Chicken house.
Chicken house. Okay. Chicken coop, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you had a chicken, then the thing that the kids always wear, the bone shaped like stone comes from this side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you hear that called anything else?
No, we used to say if you took the wishbone and cast it and run it back to lodge, it would get their wish, the wish.
Okay.
And it was always the wishbone, you know. Okay. Is there another name that you don't hear it
on? Pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then the inside part of the chicken. The inside, you know, it's very edible.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a collective name for all that?
The entry.
Okay. Or sometimes in the garden, you might put.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the inside part of the pig that they eat. Sometimes they'll take like the intestines and they'll clean them out real good and then cut them off and fry them.
I know you use something that's called brain, which I never eaten.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going into that part. I don't know anything about it because I've never eaten that.
Okay. Okay, now if you were, let me see, if something's not right near at hand, you would say it's a little what? It's a little what over.
It's not what?
If it's not right near at hand, it's a little.
Further over.
Okay. And if you've been traveling, let's say a long way, and you still haven't finished your trip, you might say you have a long way.